All right, so had a conversation with a basketball trainer and figured if I keep having the same conversation, maybe it applies to more people than just the person I'm talking to at that point in time, which I'm sure is the case. And it was about calendars and a lot of other things that we need, but calendars sound so boring. But hear me out, man. Here is why I think, at least three reasons, why I think it is worth you having a calendar and some ways you can probably utilize your calendar that you may have not thought about before. So first and foremost, the calendars, not just any calendar, not like your Google calendar. I mean a calendar that you can use that can be sent to clients, to parents, to trainees, that they can register or book a training session on their own merit, on their own time, that shows the calendar times. That's what I mean by a calendar, not something that just shows times, but is actually not static. It's active and can be used, is robust. So these calendars, they save you time to do other things. I've talked to many trainers who have spent their entire day, 4+ hours, on their day off, scheduling training sessions, reaching out to clients, texting them, trying to figure out when they can train for that week. And, you know, that's noble, but man, I don't think it's necessary. Noble, but not necessary. That's kind of catchy, I think. So first and foremost, it saves time, and it's a quicker registration process too when you have people who are new and want to try you out. Rather than being the bottleneck, you are removing yourself so that they can get signed up, registered faster. And there's a lot of other things that go involved that are involved in that. But man, the main thing is it saves time. Like, you can be spending those 4 hours, those 8 hours with family, with your wife, with your kids, rather than texting and trying to schedule people for their available training sessions. That's something that they can do on their own with a link. And with the automations that we have for the playbook and all the text messages that can be sent out without any manual work on your part, all taken care of by the playbook. That's my pitch for today. But first thing, saving time. Second thing is it helps with your bookkeeping, the accounting of the sessions that trainees have come to. You know, sometimes trainees would probably try to, not trainees, but parents would probably try to get over on you like, hey, we paid for this many sessions, we've only come to this many. And that may not always be the case. Maybe they came to more sessions than they remembered. Maybe they aren't trying to get over on you. Maybe they just don't remember. And you actually having it written down and calculating and seeing and updating the books whenever somebody comes or does not come, that is something that can help you out. So somebody may be a no-show and they don't let you know that, hey, I wasn't able to come this day because of this reason or that reason. Not usually your problem. Right? If they're on the calendar and they don't let you know before whatever your cancellation policy is, then that session probably should be counted against them. Not for everybody, for sure, but for the ones who maybe abuse that system. Absolutely. So you have better bookkeeping and you can see, you know, if anybody's not pleased with their service, it's like, hey, you don't come to more than 25% of the training sessions that you paid for. So how do you expect them to actually improve at all? So it helps you to have better conversations around that. And the last reason, which is not the most important, but it is something that should be considered, is the income. So absolute income versus relative income. Absolute income is how much we make for the year, how much we make for the month, how much we make for the week. Absolute income is that after a collective period of time. But the relative, I'll take it back. Let's say absolute income is for the year, right? That's the absolute income. The relative income is how much we make for the hours, for maybe that month, maybe for that week. We can calculate that if we have the number of hours that we are actually on the court. So basketball training sometimes doesn't have a super high absolute income because we're working part of the day usually on the court, unless it's the time it is now, summertime, this is the busiest time. When it gets to the school year, unless you have a lot of pros or unless you have a lot of homeschool kids, you really don't train during the school duration, which is usually like around 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. So you can calculate what your relative income is, how much you're making per hour, and you can see if it's where you want it to be or if it's lower, if it's higher, and start to gauge what things you can adjust to get to that number that is ideal for you. So to recap, my reasoning for why it's worth getting a calendar. One, it helps you to save time doing other things. It helps to have a smoother registration process. Two, it helps with bookkeeping and accounting for sessions that people have or have not come to. And three, it helps you calculate your relative income. So that's my pitch. If you don't have a calendar, go ahead and get one. We have one at the Playbook. Go to hoopsinstitute.com, hoopsinstitute.com, and you can check out our calendar feature and how it works with our automated text messaging feature, automated email feature, so that you can automate and save a lot of time, energy, and money doing things that are probably taking you a lot of time, energy, and money. So that's it. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you on the next one.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.